Hello, fellow enjoyers of the AFL. It's the full squad today.
Welcome back.
That's it. Welcome back, Georgie. It's been a while. Dano, welcome.
Everyone else taking time off. The boys are back.
I know. That's it, man. That's what happens. So, look, today we've got something a little bit different. We're going to be predicting our first time All Australians for 2025. And we're going to do it in a bit of a draft format. So, we all kind of go through the picks one each. And here's a little idea for like an actual point system. If they get All Australian, 3 points. All Australian squad, 1 point. Mm. And then at the end of the year, if we remember that this video exists, we can
look back. Which is extremely unlikely, but let's go for it.
You've raised the stakes on me out of nowhere, but okay.
Yeah, no, no, sure. Legit. Look, I'm glad you're starting to take it serious now.
And the winner gets a trip to Greece, fully paid for.
By who? Like, paid for by who?
The pod.
It's, yeah, sponsored by AFL and Joyce. Anyway, are we doing the old-fashioned, you know, traditional I start?
I think we do it, man.
Well,
now that there's a point system, I feel a bit jibbed if I go last.
But the thing is, like, I don't think you are jibbed because it's going to be serpentine water.
True.
So I'm going to go.
So you get two
one.
Picks.
Yeah, you're going to get 2 picks in a row. I'm going like sixth.
All right,
one
two picks
six.
In. All right, yeah, done. All
you
right.
get what I'm saying? So look, my first pick, I've been umming and ahhing about it because I have 3 guys in my tier one. And I looked at Dean's list earlier and his top three is the same as my top three, right? So look, I'm going to. Maybe play it safe, and I'm going to play it safe with the big ruckman, Big X, right?
I like it.
Now, the thing with Big X, right, he very possibly could have been an All-Australian in 2024. George is laughing. He thinks it's not safe at all. He's thinking it's North Melbourne pleb.
I think you might have an idea who my ruckman of choice might be.
No, I know. I do. I know. 100% I know. But look, the thing is with Cherry, right, last year he was top 3 in tackles. Not in ruckman, but the whole competition. Top 10 in clearances as well. So, and we look at the way he ended the season. He was ridiculous, man.
He made the squad as well.
What's that?
He made the squad, just not the final team.
Exactly right. He did make the squad. So, look, the hope is we win a few more games, perhaps. Maybe Gorn is slightly on the decline, maybe. Probably not. But, look, his end of the season was way better than Gorn's. And I know you're going to bring up De Koning at some point, right? My little argument for him being over De Koning is the fact that even when De Koning was at his best, he was still way off like Tristan Cherry. He was still way off. I don't think he was like, I still think Cherry was much
has
better.
More impact around the ground.
Yeah.
But Cherry is a better ruckman right now.
Yeah. Numbers wise, the output is ridiculous. Yeah. So, you know, anyway, look, so Sherry's my first pick.
I like it.
You're next, bro.
Oh, I'm going to take Harry Sheezel.
Ooh.
Nice.
Because I'm flanked by two North supporters.
Bit of a North look, bias going on, even from George.
Yeah. What are you going to say?
You took my guy, man.
Damn. I'm trying to think of another North.
I was hoping you'd come back around to me, man.
Right. Well, I was going to say Jaden Stevenson, but he retired. So.
Right. Too soon, man. Too soon.
Sheezel kind of speaks for himself, to be honest. So, you know, he's been a pretty impressive player from game one. He's the type of player that's ultra professional, so you know that every year he takes his game to the next level. Mm. And we even saw when he went into the midfield through the mid of this season and how we just started to dominate, and it became a situation where if Sheezel has the ball, North does something, and if he doesn't have the ball, it's all hell breaks loose. So do I think that he's going to come to another level next year? With the crazy mindset that he has and the preparation he has, yes. And I expect him to be an All-Australian next year. And the other thing about Sheezel is he's probably the type of player that he might be able to fit into the half-forward flank. You know how they do that with some midfielders?
They can put him anywhere,
and
really.
And any one of those type of players that can fit in those other roles are more likely to become All-Australian. Mm. So someone like Patrick Cripps has to play centre or follower, right? But Sheezel's the type of player that they could put really anywhere.
Mm. Half-forward flank.
Easy. I think that's the best spot. And, you know, he does kick goals as well. So it's justifiable. So I think Sheezel's a pretty easy pick. So I'll take him first.
Yep.
Yeah. One thing I will say with Sheezel, right, just he scored 13 goals in his last 11 games.
That's right.
So that's just shows that, you know, he got a bit more comfortable in that forward mid role.
Yeah.
And he started scoring goals as well, which is huge, right? Along with, you know, the score involvements and the goal assists as well. It's very impressive.
We drafted him, it was meant to be a forward and then maybe a bit of mid eventually. And it's ended up the opposite. He's gone defense, mid, now forward. And just wherever he plays, he's a gun. So, I think as long as North, if what did we have, 3 wins last year? If we go 6, Surely he's a big reason
for
that.
Well, talk about consistency of a player as well. Like, a player that can play any position, if the coach needs him to go halfback for some reason, it's not going to affect his performance.
Yeah.
Which means that it doesn't have these up and down games. And consistency is what gets you all Australian. So,
yeah. Fair.
Done. I'll stick true to my list, even though I'm already mentally changing it over hereafter. But number three I had, and actually, funnily enough, in this exact order is what it's been. So, Sherry, Chisel, Rankin. I'm going to go Isaac Rankin. I think this year, if he didn't get injured, he would have been in this year.
Without a doubt.
With how electrifying he is with the midfield impact, the goals, like, he selects himself if he plays a full year and does this exact same thing again, which I don't see why he wouldn't. Gun player. I'm sure the Crows fans in the chat are going to love it. You got to include Isaac in there. So.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, we had to pander to them a little bit because we know how fickle they can be. And I found that out the hard way. So, shout out Stonky Doink. But I want to say, look, with Rankin, right, he averaged 1.9 goals, right? That is the highest for a non-key position forward.
He's electrifying.
Exactly. Like, at the very least, he's, you know, all-Australian, you know, small forward pocket. But then he's probably going to get his 20-30% midfield time at the least, you'd think. Like, I don't know. Like, I think there's Peatling who can take some time off him in the midfield, and there's Draper as well, who you would think will get an opportunity in the guts. But, like, you still got to give Rankin his time.
I still think he'll get quality minutes. Mm. Quality minutes.
Yeah, so. And he deserves it because he was electrifying when he was playing. Unbelievable. So, yeah, no, great footballer. Anyway, so Dano goes again.
This is the one I'm unsure about.
Mm.
And funnily enough, this is someone. So Matza did have a glance at my list because I showed him it. It wasn't his fault. I just wanted to make sure that I did my research properly and that none of them were actually all Australians. But this is a guy I added after.
Okay.
So he doesn't actually know this name, I'm going to say. And it's probably the first, like, betting on a bit more upside sort of a pick. Is Nazaia Wanganin Miller.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, I like that.
Interesting. I'm going to go Nazaia. He's incredible. I think we've mentioned it many times on the pod throughout the year. Like, this guy he's got it all really as a halfback. And I think with potential for him to have more say in games, like not just be this skinny sort of halfback. Okay, now he's getting 25 touches. Now he has the odd 30. I think if he can consistently do that and just get a bit stronger, a bit better, have a bit more influence in games, how could he not be considered for a halfback option? And the Saints had a down year. If they replicated what they did the year before with his growth this year, I think the two are sort of far apart. But if you get the form of 2 years ago and his form of this year, then all of a sudden, for me, he makes it. So
Is he the type of player that gets wing time?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah.
So that also gives him an opportunity to kind of fit in that slot as well.
And he might end up kicking a few more goals, have a bit more license.
Yeah.
You know?
It's going to be interesting because, like, so I feel like you could probably save that pick for a bit later. I'm not going to lie, Dana. But, like, look, in saying that, it's a good pick. Like, I think it's
next year when the score system comes in.
True. No, you're right. But, like, I think the only thing that would stop him is the fact that Sinclair is, you know, he's going to take a lot of, you know, the ball handling.
He plays a lot of midfield, though, Sinclair. Yeah.
Look, he won't need to as much now because they've got McRae. Phillip, who will get more time in there, I can imagine. So, I don't know. I think if you're going to talk about breakout stars, he could be the one who goes from, like, high end, you know, like we'll say, like, above average to elite. You know, that's very possible. Maybe, you know, you probably even could consider him elite already, to be honest with you. So, yeah.
Yep. Plus, I just really like him. So,
fair enough. Yeah, you've got to pick the guys that you like.
All right. George is up.
I'm going to take another relatively obvious one in Jason Horne Francis. Surely you have him on the list.
Yeah, no, I do have him on the list.
Look, talk about just maximum impact and damage. And I also love players that are midfielders that can fit on the half forward line already, because you just know that they try to fit as many midfielders as they can. And that's kind of where that type of player, a Petrarca type of player, fits. So, he was one of Port's best players already. He's probably top two, Jason Horne Francis, with Butters. And, you know, he's the type of player that's really starting to come into his own physically. We saw what he did in games with his power and his explosiveness and point of difference. So he kind of speaks for himself as well. Whether he plays more of that forward role or that midfield, probably a bit of a mix, but he lined up a lot in the forward line this year, which gives him gives selectors an opportunity to really put him in that forward line mix, which gives more chance for him to actually get selected. So when I look at all Australian breakouts or people that can fit, I try and look at positions that they can kind of fill in, because it's so competitive. So, but yeah, he's probably already top 10 player. Argue that he's top 10 damage player in the competition already. So That's my pick.
That's fair. No, good pick. Strong pick. See, now I'm going for players who, like, they're sort of different to the picks that we've that have just gone happened from Georgie, where it's like, could they be a half forward pick? Could they be a midfield pick? The next two I'm tossing up between are both proper midfielders. I think I'm going to go, you know, I'm going to go Tom Green.
Yeah,
I'm going to go Tom Green over another, you know, full-time inside mid, who I'm sure one of you guys will pick up shortly. But Tom Green, he leads the competition in disposals. He leads the competition, or second in contested disposals. I know he's not the classiest player, and that's probably the knock on him at this stage of his career. But, like, with the sheer output, like, I think you can't deny him all Australian forever. No. You really can't, you know. It's the big inside mid. It's an important role.
Yeah.
You know?
Look, I had Tom Green in my list as well. All it takes is someone like the obvious picks like a Cripps or a Bont to kind of have a slightly down the year, and he's probably next in line for that inside type of position. So
exactly.
He got a lot more Brownlow votes this year. He's, you know, they're probably GWS's main midfielder. So, yeah, it makes sense.
I feel like he had a little bit of a period. He had a little bit of a period in the year where he got to be quiet.
At the middle of the year.
Yeah, he copped a little bit of an ankle injury against Sydney, and then I feel like he sort of slowed down for a couple of weeks.
He was flying at the start, though.
He was on fire. So, that's my next pick. And I got a double pick now.
You got to go again.
Double pick. Oh, you know, I might as well pick the other guy that I was thinking. So, LDU is the next one. So, LDU, it's a bit less likely, I will say, just because you're really relying on North to get a lot of wins. Like, we've already picked three North players. You know, it shows to how, you know, how much elite talent North have managed to get, you know, at that part of the list. LDU, best and fairest for us last season. He's high impact. He's just flashy. The footwork, the ability to just be the best player on the ground, regardless of who's out there, you know, it stands out. But really, North needs a lot of wins. Like, not a lot of wins, but they need enough wins for you to justify picking LDU as an All-Australian.
Yeah, that's true. The other thing about LDU, and maybe you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like he's the type of player that has patches where he's brilliant, but he struggles with the consistency part of going through the whole year. And I don't know if that's whether his body keeps up or has little niggles and stuff like that. Mm. When he's at his absolute best, the guy's flying out of the midfield, kicking goals, and you can't take your eyes off him.
Mm.
But you know, maybe it's hard to expect him to do that all year round, but that's probably what's required for him to kind of be noticed above the rest.
This was the first year he didn't miss a game, I don't think.
Yeah, so this year was his most complete year, I would say.
Yeah,
and he didn't even make the AA squad, which is interesting. But look, it's one of those things where, like, I think the All-Australian selectors are a bit more open to taking dudes who aren't in the top teams. Like, Jake Waterman made it. Like, let's be fair. Like, I don't understand how he went above Charlie Kurnow, as much as I love Waterman. Like, we all know Waterman's one of my boys. Like, but, you know, so, you know, maybe that sort of leads to an opportunity for LDU to sneak in. But, yeah, anyway, I'm just sticking true to my tier list that I've made here. So, we'll go with LDU there.
Yep. Well, we saw the video that Fox Footy put out on that All-Australian kind of selection. And when we saw that, we're like, man, do these guys have any idea what they're talking about? It was like the worst. That was a mistake, putting that out there.
Yeah.
So, maybe they have no idea and really anyone's up for grabs. So.
Maybe we can be on the selection panel.
Well, I think we can, man. The way that they talked about it, it's like, I think he's good because he's really good.
Because he's really good.
All right, my turn.
Yeah.
Who should I pick? I'm going to pick Noah Anderson as a pure mid.
Yeah, nice.
The interesting thing about Noah Anderson is, like, we're obviously big super coach enjoyers as well. And I was having a look at his stats this year and the dominance that he displayed at home games was juxtaposed greatly by how bad he was in away games. So that's kind of Gold Coast's narrative anyway.
Crazy, yep.
But if Gold Coast can find a way to mature and be consistent and win away games, naturally Noah Anderson has to be part of that. And then that adds to his consistency because this guy has played some serious games of football. All he needs to do is find a way to just impact more consistently, not 1 week good, 1 week bad, 1 week good. So he's a great player. I think he's got room to grow and improve. Gold Coast should improve as well. So I think he's one of those kind of inside mid footballers that could have a further breakout season and cement a spot.
Yep, nice. Like it. My next one is back along the lines of they'll sneak him in the forward line. But it also depends on him exceeding his own hype, and that's Mr. Harley Reid. Okay.
Ooh, interesting.
There's no way this kid's just not going to get better and better. We know how good he is. Yeah. He's a freak.
Yeah.
And if he does what he did last year, plus another preseason and even better, which he will do, they're going to look for reasons to put him in, and rightfully so. He'll probably just be impossible not to pick, in my opinion. So
he's a bit of a media darling, as they say. Yeah. You know? And they love him. Yeah. They love him. And fair enough, he's brought so much excitement to the game, the way he plays. So,
and you look at Horn Francis in year 2 and 3, and Reed's obviously a better prospect, as good as Horn Francis is. Yeah. So there's no reason they're not on like a similar path in terms of damage and whatnot. So I think they're going to sneak him in the forward line pretty easily if he exceeds his form this year.
We're sneaking everyone in the forward line, mate. We're sneaking Horn Francis, Cheese, we're just playing the
game.
Harley Reid.
We're just playing the
that's
game.
That's what they do. That's what they do. No, I like it, man. I like it.
The next one, I'm choosing between two and they're both Smokies. So I'm just going to go... I'm going to go the guy I think is just a better player. Brent Daniels. Again, sneak him in the forward line.
Yeah. Is he not hasn't been an All-Australian?
No, I don't think so.
No.
His form at the back end of last year is really what this is all about, where he was on ball a bit more, racking up touches, goals. Like there was a few games in there of multiple goals and like 30 or near 30 touches. So he just needs to do that more. Obviously, it depends on role, but they haven't exactly powered up their midfield in any way. Like Finn Callahan, you hope, plays more and more consistently. Green, Coniglio, Kelly. And then he's sort of that next guy there, having an impact through the middle now. So there's a real world where he's more midfield minutes and then again, they just chuck him forward, even in the pocket, because he will spend time there. So I just think his growth and sort of underrated. Probably playing for the Giants means he's remaining under the radar. So that'll be against him, but I'll take the bet on him.
No, I don't mind that, to be honest with you. Like he's a high tackle count player. He can get his goals. He can get, like, I feel like there was a game where he had like 30 plus disposals and like 15 tackles, something ridiculous like that. Like he's had some big games. So yeah, no, I don't mind that, big man. Don't mind that at all.
Cool.
On me now.
Yeah.
All right, there's a couple of options and I'm not sure which one to take.
How many more are we doing, by the way? Because I'm running out of names here.
Look, I was thinking five each, but we could do. Look,
so I've got one more. Yeah, okay.
Surely you could think of a couple, rattle off a couple names.
I'll let you know when it comes back around to me. Because if I've only got one left, then that's it.
fair. So he was AA squad to Brent Daniels for last year. There we go.
Yeah. I'm going to pick Jack Scrimshaw.
Ooh.
And you might think that's
a shook.
I am shook, man.
Really?
There's so many dudes I feel like you could have picked over Scrimshaw.
Yeah, but I want to pick something a bit cheeky. So Scrimshaw had an amazing year.
Yeah.
And what was really interesting about him is he played tall and played small. And now we know Hawks have added depth to their key defense. And I think that's going to allow Jack Scrimshaw to play with more freedom. So I think that halfback role is something that he can really own. And we know that halfback is one of my favorite roles to look at. So I had to spend some time there. I think this guy's ready to break out. I think he broke out already. I think he had an extremely underrated season. Watching him in the final series, I couldn't believe how well he was playing. Like, he didn't make a mistake. And
like Ben Stratton reincarnated, basically.
He was brilliant. I mean, all the Hawks played at an extremely high level to make a prelim, right? But I just think that this is one of those guys that got noticed at the... You know, when sometimes it takes the AFL a bit of time to notice someone, I think that second half of the season, he's been noticed now. And if the Hawks have a good season, which we expect them to do, and he's got a license to really dominate, to really penetrate with that left foot, I think that there's no reason why he can't be on the halfback line. I'm picking Jack Scrimshaw as a bit of a smoky.
Mate, you could talk me into anything, mate. That was impressive, right?
No, I'm being serious, mate, because I couldn't believe how well he played in the final series. And he was playing above... And he's playing below. He's one of those players that can kind of play on any opponent.
Super valuable. Yeah.
And, you know, he's a brilliant kick.
Yep.
So I really like him. So I think he's going to have a great year. Whether kind of like a Miller type, you know, in terms of maybe not that likely, but it's definitely possible that he kind of has a breakout season. And and we know that it's going to be a halfback, or who knows? He might even be able to sneak in the back pocket.
I like it.
Man, I broke up my list into tiers, right? So tier one was taken with the first three picks, and then the tier two was LDU, Tom Green, Horn Francis, and another guy who, so like, he plays for a good team, so he plays for Geelong, and when he does well, they do well, and it's Max Holmes.
Yeah, I had him as well.
So Max Holmes, with him, he has, like, similar to some of the other players we're talking about, he has that versatility where he plays in the middle, he plays half back, he plays wing. You could easily chuck him on the wing for All Australian, right? I think his damage with the footy, his pace, he's able to mark it as well. Like, he's able to fly in the air and take marks. He's such an all-round good footballer, man. He's and brilliant. Obviously, by my redraft that I did, I rank him very highly.
It's laughable to have him this high.
Yeah, I know. It might be laughable to have him as a... Bro, we pay attention to the comments, you know. But no, look, yeah, Maxi Holmes is an absolute gun. Nah, so he has to go. I'm surprised that he's still available for me.
Yeah.
So I'm happy. Thank you, boys, for slipping on that.
No worries.
For picking Daniels and Scrimshaw.
You're welcome. No, I had Max Holmes as well. I think he's a gun.
Yeah, 100%. Now, so tier three, I've got a few players chilling in tier three that I'm not... I kind of want to go a little bit different here.
Is it going to be the last pick because I'm running out of names here?
Yeah, no, this is going to be my last pick. Good. But then in saying that, I'm happy to rattle off names.
You can rattle off more later, but yeah, this might be the last official round.
Yeah, no, nah, fair enough. Look, I've got a lot of honorable mentions. So my last pick, can I really go without one of my Hawthorn boys? Can I really go through a list without picking a Hawthorn player? As much as I think he's gonna go
Will Day.
Yeah. Bro, I'd love to.
I was gonna say, if you don't, like, come on.
Nah, look, I'm not gonna go Will Day.
Oh,
I'm not gonna look.
It's not.
I'm gonna go with Ben King. I'm gonna do it, man. I'm gonna go my little Smokey. There's my Smokey. Now look, his last three fit seasons playing AFL, 47 goals, yeah. 40 goals. And 40 goals was after his ACL year, right? Mm. And then 55 last year.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, if this guy in a better Gold Coast team, he has a bit more help. He should have a bit of better, entries into the 50. You've got Daniel Rioli. You've got the other guy they got off halfback as well.
Noble.
So, you know, you've got different options kicking the ball into the 50. Flanders, he gives him a good option as well. You'd hope that Jed Walter has a bit more development so he can take a big body and give Ben King a bit more space. Ben King, it wouldn't surprise me if he kicks 60, 70 goals this year and then goes into the All-Australian team. Yeah. It's just it's whether, you know, Kerno has a big year, Mackay has a big year, you know, who else?
Cameron.
That's the tough part with getting Ben King in. But, you know, I'm happy to, you know, bank in on his... He's very, very high potential and put him as my last pick.
Yeah, so, I like that a lot. I haven't looked at the key forwards too much, but you never really know which key forward is going to dominate at the start of the season.
Well, look, Waterman, like I was saying earlier, Waterman made it. Who would have picked that?
No one.
Whereas Ben King, you know, his trajectory, you know, he's on a higher trajectory to what Waterman was to start of last season.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, so he's my last pick.
Nice, I like that one. I've got a couple of options. I'm going to stick with the halfback, and I'm going to go someone that I think should have been All-Australian this year and wasn't. Can you guess?
Yes, I can. Jordan Clark.
That's it.
Jordan Clark, I know you, bro.
I absolutely love this guy. I absolutely love him. He's one of my favorite players. And I think he was robbed, personally. All of Freo's ball movement goes through Jordan Clark or... what's his name? Luke Ryan. Yeah. But I honestly, watching Freo relatively closely this year, I felt like Jordan Clark was the one that was really delivering the ball outside. And Luke Ryan still does the chip kicks. And I thought Luke Ryan probably didn't really earn his spot this year, to be honest. But again, Fremantle. So if Jordan Clark has had one year as kind of the main role of the kick-ins or the distributor or the person that gets the handball receive and delivers it, he's got another preseason in it. He's got another opportunity to work on his game, his skills. And I just think... they're kind of predictable the way that they leave the back half. Everything goes through him. So I don't see how he doesn't make halfback this year, to be honest. Yep. I think he's a really good player. Freo improves. Their ball movement gets better because we know at times they can kind of chip it around. But we know that he's one of their main guys that distributes the ball. And I don't see why that would change. So I think he's quite likely.
That's fair. I feel like Luke Ryan is more like – he's almost like the organizer. He'll, you know, come off his man and take an intercept mark, spoil, that type of thing. And like his kicking he has a big booming kick, but it's not necessarily the penetrating, you know, incision type kick that's Jordan right. Clark gives. So I get your...
Jordan Clark's capable of that kick. He does muck it up sometimes, but he does have that. And he's got crazy break line speed as well. So he's kind of the damage. And I think he had a great season already. And I think if he just has to improve a little bit, to make that. I don't think he has to do a massive leap like the other players that we've mentioned, some of the other players we've mentioned. This guy just has to improve incrementally, and I think he's got that spot. That's just my opinion. But I personally have a bit of a soft spot for him. Mm. But I think he's a really good player.
He's a staple in your draft teams.
I love him. Absolutely love him.
What I will say is if Frio do win more games, all of a sudden you have to fit him in.
Yeah.
You have to fit in, you know, a Brayshaw, a Sarong, you know, another dude. There's another dude I was going to say. I don't know if I'm going to spoil your pick if I say it.
You are, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, so I'm not going to say it. Is it a forward or a mid?
Nah, Hayden Young.
Yeah. Hayden Young.
No. That would be my last pick.
Just go into it.
Yeah, I'll go into it. Well, funnily enough, Hayden Young's probably the reason why Clark stood up this year because he vacated that halfback spot and let him have more freedom. Mm-hmm. So, now with Young, I think there was a lot of hype at the start of the year. He's going to play more mid. And he did. And he was good. But he wasn't like next level good, which I think he's still young. Like, why not?
But he took, like, his second half of the season was really, really impactful.
He kicked on. Yeah. So that's pretty promising in that if you just.
And Champion Data, whether you trust their type of stuff, was saying that he's like one of the best midfielders in the comp in the second half of the year.
Mm. Yeah. So he's got the presence. He's tall. Yeah. When he takes over a game in short spurts, it's really eye catching because he's a bigger mid, kicks goals. So there's room to grow. Now, the issue is, obviously, if he's going to be a full-time mid, you sort of judge him as that and there's competition. So that's the only problem there. Same with like a Will Day, for example, who's going to be an honourable mention in a moment. But they're kind of hard to justify based on the elite talent around them. But yeah, Young does a lot with the ball as well. Pretty eye-catching player. So yeah, got to chuck him in there.
Do we do another pick?
I've only got one guy left, and it's a smoky. So if you want me to give it, I'll give it.
If you can go around again,
okay.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it'd be one more pick, really. Yeah.
I'm not going to go all day for that reason I just mentioned. But if one of you took him, that's fine. Yeah. I've got a big time smoky, key position player in defense, and how I even got to this spot was, who's moved clubs, and is there an opportunity there to be in the spotlight once again in a big team, and that is Tom Barras.
Yeah,
never been an All Australian. Yeah. Probably should have, but there's, I'm sure, always been someone in his way, like a Harry Andrews or
McGovern.
Yeah, McGovern, his own teammate. So now that he's at the Hawks, who everyone can't stop raving about, if he just locks down guys every week, which he probably will, then he probably selects himself.
Yeah, 100%.
So yeah, that'll be my smoky, but also there's a pretty much same issue with the other players, competition in those spots with a real elite, like your Wiederings and Andrews and whatnot. But
yeah.
There's no reason he couldn't sneak in for the first time.
No, there isn't.
So he was in the AA squad and he was best and fairest in 2022. That's not long ago.
Yep.
You know, and then last year, hampered by injuries a bit, didn't play the full season. So yeah, that's a very good pick. He was one that was in my tier four, but you know, he's in there. I'm glad you brought that one up, mate.
All right. I think I'm going to send... I don't know if I should go for the Conning pick or...
Send it, bro. Send it.
Should I go? I'll go only because I've got a long list of halfbacks and I can't just pick 100 halfbacks. So I'll go Tom De Conning. Look, I knew you guys would mention Sherry, but I think at the middle of the year, the two best ruckmen were Sherry and Tom De Conning.
Mm-hmm.
So De Conning had an injury interrupted season. When he was at his best, though, this guy was pulling 170 super coaches out of his ass, just like Sherry was as well.
Yeah.
Matt, like, pure impact midfielder. And, like, I'm obviously a Carlton supporter. Midfielder, man.
Yeah, like, that's true. You know,
like, midfielder. You know. Like, this guy is another midfielder. And I probably Carlton supporters would appreciate it more than other supporters because they watch their team so closely. But when Tom De Conning's in the midfield, we win clearances and we get the ball moving forward. When he's not, we don't. It was like black and white. Now, our midfield didn't have the best season. And Carlton fluctuated in their ability to kind of win contested ball. But even when he came back, he was injured and he came back for that final and they subbed him on, he had an impact. This is the type of guy that if he has a full preseason, no injuries, oh man, I can't wait to see what this guy can do.
Is that it with the Pitternet and him?
Without a doubt.
Because he won't make it if he's the half ruck.
No. Pitternet is a backup ruck. If Tom De Conning's fully fit, they'll bring in a Jack Silvani to do a second ruck or Harry Mikhaios, or they'll work out something. But the other thing about Tom De Conning that maybe Sherry, I don't know, maybe you can tell me if he can, but Tom De Conning's forward ability is also quite good. Amazing aerialist. And, you know, anyone that can take a contested mark can kick goals as well if they mark it in the right position. Yeah. So I think that I can see him kicking a lot of goals as well.
Sherry doesn't have that leap.
Nah, that is probably the biggest flaw in his game. Not flaw.
It's not a flaw because Sherry's a bull, right?
Yeah.
But Tom De Conning, he can grab the ball out of the ruck sidestep almost like a Luke Jackson and get it going forward. And I think he does better than Luke Jackson at his best. So
hopefully they both make the team, to be honest with you. Like,
I'm extremely bullish about this guy. Whether he makes All-Australian or not, I think he's close to our most important player in Carlton, generally. And a lot of talk this next season will be about his contract and whether he gets re-signed, which I think he will. But that's a high priority. He's a high priority player. I think he's really special.
Yeah, nah, fair enough.
Oh, nice shot.
Yeah. So my last pick, I'm going to go... Now I'm going to go for my Hawthorn boy, right? Mm. And it's not Will Day.
Oh.
It's not Will Day. It's... Shit. So my thing with Will Day, I love him. He's probably my favorite... Like him and Sicily, favorite football outside of North. Favorite footballers out of North. But this dude's their best mid more consistently. And I'd be shocked if he doesn't play the whole season. Whereas Will Day, he'll probably miss 5 or 6 games. Just is what it is. It's John Newcomb. Mm. Yeah. John Newcomb, he was their best player in the finals. He was like, in my opinion, the way he was playing, he was elite, right? And he ended the season really, really strongly. He just needs to be a bit more consistent throughout the season. And all of a sudden, he's top, you know, he's one of the top midfielders in the game. You know,
he made the extended squad as well, didn't he?
I believe so. He was in the AA squad. So yeah. So no, it's not too crazy a shout to have him in there. But no. John Newcomb just, top footballer. So I've got to sneak him in on the list. He was in my tier 3.
I like it.
So, and especially, look, we were saying earlier with the Freo guys where it's like, oh, if they go better, all of a sudden you got to pick these guys. Hawthorn's the same thing.
Yeah.
If they, like, and we're talking about Hawthorn as, you know, top 2, 3, 4 team. You've got to have a few guys in there, you know. And so we can probably go with a couple honorable mentions for them. Massimo D'Ambrosio, you know, he made the squad last year.
Yeah.
You know, so he's one. Will Day is another one, you know. Mm. Both of them could possibly be first timers. Do you want me to go through
my list? Yeah, go through. I'm completely out of name, so yeah, go through.
No. I've got a couple as well.
Yeah, so the other guys I had, so my boy, Treacy.
Yeah,
Treacy, he's my boy, man. Sam Collins as well from Gold Coast, but it's a tougher spot to get into, but Sam Collins he's been a gun for Gold Coast for years, right?
Yep.
Here's an interesting one, and I was actually tossing up because you said the Conning, I wanted to say this guy. Roel Marshall.
Yeah, I had him as an option as well.
Mm. Roel Marshall's a beast. He's a beast, man. So I feel like, he's super important to whatever St. Kilda are doing, whether he's in the ruck. When he plays forward, he impacts. Like, you know, he'll be leading. He'll take marks. You know, he creates a bit of structure for them. He's a beast. Nick Martin is another one who, based on output, you know, he gets a lot of the ball. Probably not as damaging as you'd like. And also he plays for a horrible club. and the other one I had, and my issue with picking this guy is just the fact that I just don't know where he's going to play next year. That's Flanders. Mm-hmm. Like all of a sudden they've recruited halfback, so he can't play there. You'd assume he just gets injected into the midfield again, but I don't know, maybe a bit of half forward, maybe a bit of mid, maybe wing. You just don't know.
No.
They picked up Lombard as well. They've got a lot of random... You know, they've got a lot of inside mid, half forward type dudes who, you know, they probably want to give opportunities to. Not that, like, they should be going ahead of Flanders. Flanders is a gun, but...
Yeah. He should probably play mid, half forward, but, In that, it's a decent shout because they could chuck him in the forward line in the AA team. But
and then there you go. Then there's another guy that we sneak into the forward line.
Yeah, just be all mids.
There's no room for Petrarca and Bont anymore.
No, yeah, no, right. Not anymore. Look, I think those were really good picks, boys.
I had the Kitty Coleman as a halfback as well.
Oh, forgotten man.
Revengia.
You know, he's, you know, super hyped player that didn't get a chance to play this year. Other than half of a first round. I don't know how he's going to come back, but, you know, he's going to be a main distributor. I don't know what Zorko's role is going to be, but if he's fit, he's in and he's playing. He's impacting at Brisbane. Mm. The other player, the Brisbane player I've got, he's not going to be All-Australian, but I kind of wish he was. Another one of my boys, Hugh McCluggage. Four-time All-Australian squad. Mm. He's been amongst it. Whether he can find a way to break through, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I love another player that I love that I think has been great for years.
Just got to play a bit more forward and then we'll sneak him in.
Yeah, 100%.
He just has to play forward pocket or something. Like that. No, you know, he just has to kick goals because he likes to kick points, Hugh McCluggage.
He does. He kicks the best points of all time.
He loves that points,
type
man.
Of, he's that type
man
of guy.
Man will like break 3 tackles, do a spin, a backflip, and then kick a point. You know what I mean?
Well, look, probably got to give a shout out to the Norm Smith medalist as well.
Yeah, he's very likely as well, isn't he?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if he can... do that throughout a year of being like an absolute elite.
Who won it again?
Will Ashcroft.
Ashcroft. Oh, shit.
Yeah. He's Dino. Dino.
The season feels like a year ago.
It, right? Look, like, it does. Yeah. It does. Not gonna
Ashcroft.
Lie.
Yeah. I did think of him in making the list, but yeah, I can't see it just from competition point of view.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. But look, he deserves a little shout out.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Got any other little shiggy
shout What about Bally Smith if he plays wing? Which I don't think he'll play that much wing. I think he'll play more inside, but...
Yeah.
Anyone that like Harold Gouldin's going to have one of the wing spots.
Yeah.
And then another player, either a midfielder or a winger, is going to fight for the other one, right?
That's fair.
Maybe Smith is a player that could hold that spot.
I don't mind that. Yeah. Look, it's going to be interesting with him. Like he was very damaging before he got injured. But the thing with him, like I don't know, like this is like tangent now. When he plays, and this is my memory of him, it's him grabbing the ball, running as fast as he can, and then just butchering the kick.
100%. That's what he does.
But
think about it. Maybe if he's on the wing, right, and it's an oval, and he's running a straight line, right?
is there another option to oval?
What I'm saying is he's going to butcher. If he butchers it, there's more chance it goes outside of the bounds. But if he's in the middle of the ground, and he's running and he butchers it and it goes to the side of the left, there's more room for it to still
GMHB has a... It's a narrow ground as well.
It's a narrow ground. He's gone.
Picked the wrong team, Brad. Picked the wrong team.
Look, they should recruit him to Optus or something like that.
Yeah, true. True. Yeah. Look, I don't know. Like, maybe he improves with, you know...
He's a headless chook. There's no doubt he's a headless chook. Yeah, but
he's a headless chook footballer.
Yeah.
Has Oscar Allen made it? No, he wouldn't.
No.
That's another forward
He could pop. If Waterman can make it, why can't he?
Yeah, well, he kicked 53 goals in the year before he got injured.
So he's probably a key forward shout too.
Yeah.
Along with King.
I like it.
Beardthorpe.
Shout out to Beardthorpe, man.
Luke Pedler.
Bruh. Shout out to Adelaide fans. You know what, man? Look. It was quite eye-opening, you know, to you know, how much you guys love your boys. I like that. You know what I mean? Like... those are the angriest comments I've ever gotten, I think. Specifically the one where, you know, judging my ability, you know, of ball. You know what I mean? Like, basically, I was just told, you don't know ball. You know what I mean? And like...
don't even ball, man.
Yeah, I don't even ball. But look, I don't know. Anyway, man. Look, that was...
Yeah. Good, thanks for engaging
bit
with
fun.
Us.
Make sure
you make fun of Matza even more. If you can, double down, please.
Adelaide fans, go crazy. Go crazy, Adelaide fans. Look, I don't know when the next video is going to be, but I'm sure we'll probably come up with some random idea to make a little cheeky video about... Oli Mazzi.
I think just on that list though.
Speaking of
Adelaide, I think they've got, like, we've talked about a couple of players. I think Rankin is by far the most obvious pick though.
Yeah.
I think.
So. I'm a shoe in for 3 points there, so you guys gotta change me. 100%.
That is, I reckon.
Can we review what we chose actually? So I got Rankin, I got Wanganeen Millera, Brent Daniels, Harley Reid, and Tom Barras and Hayden Young.
I like your picks, bro. They're cheeky. They are very cheeky. So mine off the top of my head, I didn't write them down, I should have. But it was, so Sherry, then I got...
LDU Tom Green.
Newcomb
was the last pick. Ben King. And there's probably one more, but I can't remember. Look, these will all be on the list.
Yeah, they'll see.
You guys will see. Like, I'm just going to have them just popped up, always there.
I did Sheasel, Horn Francis, Noah Anderson, Jack Scrimshaw, Jordan Clark, Tom DeConing.
Solid, man. Solid.
We need higher stakes. Like, I actually want to review this next year when this team comes out.
Yeah, look, we'll figure out. We'll do. Look, if we had put a bet on before, and look, I'm going to back myself in.
I'm backing myself in.
Look, I'm my picks.
She's the one, pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Horn Francis, very likely. Tom DeConing, I think, is a lock. Jordan Clark, very likely.
Tom DeConing, a lock.
He's a lock.
Yeah,
bro.
You picked him last.
No, I picked him last because you guys picked Ruckman. I knew you weren't going to steal it. That's why.
Strategic. I like it.
There we go, man.
All right, you guys can choose what the winner gets and what the loser gets.
Yeah, look, let us know who you thought made the better selections. You know, who do you reckon will
Team
end
Nutter,
up
with? Team Svenner, or Team Dino?
Yeah, that's it. Look, Adelaide supporters aren't going to be on my side, but everyone else, come on.
And I went rank it, don't forget that.
Anyway.
Thanks for watching, guys.
Thank you, guys. See you later.
See ya.